Morning, guys. Just here to give you a quick update on Emma Vaccio. Obviously, being at the track yesterday, it was really exciting to have such a great run on a bit of a leader bias track. Huey said he went really well. He said he probably just got left a bit behind with the really hectic pace, which didn't suit him. He said he's better off being on a slower pace, being like a cooled spring, just ready to explode at the end of the race. And he said it just took that good sprint off him a little bit towards the end of the race. So but he said he battled out really well. Obviously, we're only two and a half lengths off the winner. You know, it was a really credible run. With that, post-race, so we had a good discussion with Chris and most of the owners in the bar, and everyone was pretty upbeat, and we thought we were a very good chance to head over to Perth. The way Chris was talking, and he sort of, I thought we were a 50-50 chance of going. But we had a really good discussion this morning on facts and figures and weights and where he's going to sit in the run, and it's going to be mostly a leader's track over there, as it's proven to be in history. So we're probably just going to be going over and making the numbers up rather than being a legitimate winning chance. So with that, we've put a plan B in place, which is not going to be a popular call for the West Australian owners and a few of the guys that have booked tickets to go over and flights and whatnot. And I get that, but taking all the emotion out of it and just putting the horse and his program there. He's come up with a really good plan of heading him towards the Villiers, the time-honoured Villiers, a Group 2 race in December at Randwick, which should really suit him. So he'll run at Sandown in the Group 3 150k race Saturday week, and then head towards the Villiers in December. So it's a good little plan, and then he'll race in the $1 million Gold Coast Magic Millions 1800 restricted. So he'll be very good chances to win those three races rather than head across to Perth and sort of just be making the numbers up. I know everyone wanted to see him, and we're probably going to get quite a few emails and phone calls wanting him to have a bit of time over there and race over there. But if he's not a winning chance, it's a long way to go, guys, and spend a lot of money. You know, it's probably a 20 grand exercise going over, and we want to make sure, you know, that he pays way. So having a look at this morning, it does make a lot of sense, and hopefully everyone understands, and it's been a great ride with Emma Vaccio so far. Everyone's been fantastic, and hopefully we continue that ride going into 2017. But well done, guys, and we really look forward to seeing everyone out at Sandown next start and possibly up to Sydney in December. Cheers and take care.